There is a flurry of diplomatic activity happening right now. As you rightly said, Secretary Clinton is on her way to Israel in an attempt to help mediate an end to what has become now a seven-day-old conflict with Gaza. She is expected to arrive tonight and will be whisked off to meet the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Of course, they will be talking about the Gaza conflict. She'll be supporting the de-escalation of violence and promoting a long-term outcome that ends the rocket attacks from Hamas on southern Israeli cities. What we do know at this hour is that the Israeli cabinet had a very long meeting overnight, almost 4 hours, and what they decided was this. They decided to give diplomatic efforts a chance and hold off on any ground operation for now. Of course, we've seen tens of thousands of Israeli soldiers and tanks massing at the border. They are ready to escalate the operation if they get the go-ahead from the government. But as I said, right now, they are holding off on any ground operation to give the diplomatic efforts, to give the truce talks a chance rather than escalate this violence and make this conflict even bigger than it already has been.
Meanwhile, life goes on in Jerusalem, and I'm wondering what it's like just for civilians hearing those sirens going off, warning of incoming rocket attacks all the day long.
Of course, it is frightening for the citizens, not only in Jerusalem, but also in the southern cities like Ashkelon and Ashdod, and Israel's major city, biggest city of Tel Aviv. It's very, very difficult for them. And don't forget that when the sirens wail, they only have about 30 seconds maximum to try and find shelter, so you don't have much time. So it is not only difficult for the civilians on this side of the border, but also for civilians in Gaza. For them, it is also very difficult when there is incoming fire, when the airstrikes are happening. It is very difficult for them on the ground. But as far as we know, I can tell you in Jerusalem, if you look out the window, you won't be able to guess that something is going on. You won't be able to guess that there is a conflict. People are trying to live their lives as normal as possible, if that is possible, in a situation like this.